This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Monday and happy St. Patty's Day. We hope you're having a great day. It's a beautiful day in the A. And I'll say this, Mike, the Falcons continue to sign their own and bring back some guys that they felt like were very productive. And that includes Kentavious Street, who was re-signed defensive tackle. We talked about, you know, needing more help up front. Again, this doesn't preclude them from going out and drafting a defensive tackle, guys. It just means they like the way Street played. He's affordable, and he comes back. So I think, again, these are smart moves by the Falcons. These are not, you know, wow moves where you go, oh, I get overly excited. We're hoping that happens draft night.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of weird because it's always, and we say this every time we get into this defensive line, hard to sort of quantify what exactly you're looking for. They're looking for a guy that's part of the rotation. And you know, starting back with the Giants of the late 2010s, you know, the NASCAR package, all that stuff, guys want to have lots of dudes, keep them fresh. And that's why we picked up that guy. Who's that guy we picked up? Not the actress. Morgan somebody? Morgan Fox.
I said Fox.
I said Megan Fox.
That's right. That's right.
Got really excited there for a second. But yeah, Morgan Fox is a rotational guy, you know, and it might be one of your sort of third down and long kind of specialists to come in. But you got to have some bodies. And Kentavious Street, you know, again, one sack last year. But again, don't look at the numbers. He is a rotational guy, and they're happy with him.
So a few things that we will definitely dive into if you're just joining us. Selection Sunday happened yesterday. The NCAA tournament starts, in essence, tomorrow, the play-in games, guys, and there'll be two on Tuesday, two on Wednesday, and then the tournament itself will start on Thursday, and our coverage begins at 7 o'clock after the show. We will have full coverage of the NCAA tournament throughout the next 3 weeks and into the championship game. Obviously, this year is going to be in San Antonio, the Final Four. But, Mike, 14 teams selected from the SEC, so we will dive into that as part of our strong arm story coming up here in less than 10 minutes, and Georgia is included as one of them. But let's talk about the other decision that was made over the weekend in regards to our Falcons. The Falcons kept veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins on their roster past 4 p.m. Saturday. So this is what triggered Saturday. And I know many of us were weather aware and worried about all the other stuff that was going on. But it triggered the guarantee on a $10 million roster bonus that was due for 2026. I had told you guys that this was going to happen and he wasn't going anywhere. And it did. But many of you still are conflicted, Mike, as to why would the Falcons do this if, in fact, they still want to trade him? If they want to move him, why are you paying him an additional $10 million?
They are going to play this game of poker all the way through, presumably, the start of camp. Now, that where it gets weird is you and I are of the opinion we don't think they're going to have him in camp. For all the strangeness and the controversy and the questions that will be asked, and is that the dynamic you want to have in your quarterback room as you turn the keys over to Michael Penix Jr., from what I've read, if we trade him, and that does happen here this offseason, then that team will be worried about that $10 million bonus. It basically comes back off, so it's really it's no big deal. And as you said, they're willing to play this game out. The long game here is to hope that somebody whether it's going to be, it wouldn't be the Vikings, they're talking Aaron Rodgers potentially, could be the Steelers, could be the Browns, long shot, maybe the Giants. But somebody's going to find themselves, as we said, without a quarterback, whether it's through the draft, Carl, or the other people that are out there. Maybe the Steelers don't want to get back in bed with Russell Wilson. Maybe he winds up with the Browns. And if Aaron Rodgers goes to Minnesota, which really seems crazy, but they maybe see, hey, J.J. McCarthy is still as good as he looked in preseason, coming off an injury. I get Aaron Rodgers in here. My team's ready to go.
Yep.
We had a team with Aaron Rodgers that maybe could have beat the Rams, or at least done better than what Darnold did.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I don't know if revenge is in Aaron's heart to try to get back to the Packers just a little bit. That division has gotten a lot better. I do believe the Bears are on the come, but the Lions and the Packers are still better than everybody else, and the Vikings obviously won 13, 14 games last year. So, you know, that team is ready to win as well. I think that is a tough division if he decides to go there where, you know, Mike, he went to the Jets, and they thought, oh, well, it's just the Bills and everybody else. We can maneuver, and he never really did anything there. Either way, that decision is yet to come down. The decision that has is that this trigger happened. And for Kirk Cousins, guys, financially, the Falcons, and I said this earlier, there's lots of reasons for us to be upset with this team and certainly, you know, how things have gone. But I actually think this is a smart move. And with the money that is already invested in Kirk Cousins, the Falcons owe him $27.5 million for 2025, whether they keep him or release him. So if you add Penix's salary onto that, in essence, we have our two quarterbacks on the roster. If this is going to play out the way it might play out, for $30 million, okay? Just a round number. It's a little bit less than that, but that's what we're talking about, and that's how the Falcons are viewing this. And so, for my money, this makes more sense than taking a $65 million cap hit.
Right. Now, the other thing is, a couple guys were asking us, how does this play out, you know, moving forward? Well, as we said, we just gave you the scenarios. There's only so many teams out there that might be interested in him. He asked Arthur Blank to trade him to a team where he can start. There's only, like, three teams now that could do that, okay? And he has got the no trade. So if we try to move somewhere he doesn't want to go, he can say no. The other thing is, and this would be something which personally I don't even give a flip if he doesn't get what he wants, does he sit out? Does he not show up for camp? And basically he holds out. Now that would be interesting. I don't know how his agent plans on playing that because Florio wrote an article today, Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk, basically saying that he's got to stop being a nice guy. Well, I don't know what nice guy you think Kirk Cousins is. I thought it was a bunch of nonsense to basically say you were not injured, then only to come around and say, no, I was injured, and make your team look like a bunch of chumps. But either way, how else do you play it? What leverage does Cousins have?
Well, under the new CBA, that means he's losing a lot of money if he sits. Okay.
So I don't see that happening because one thing Kirk Cousins has never, ever done in this league is lost money.
So, you're right. So that would be a real conscious decision by him to say, I'm going to lose $27 million, basically. I don't know if he's going to do that. The other thing about being real tough, and this is what I think Florio is alluding to, and I've heard this from other folks too, in and around football, is at some point he's got to become a jerk. And the reason is it will force the Falcons' hand to potentially move him faster. And that's something that we think the move to not tell your teammates or your team that you're injured is a jerk move. But the idea of that, I'm going to act like a lot of other players, Mike, who in the past, we've seen it happen, who want to be traded and they stomp their feet and they cry and they make a lot of noise, which Kurt has not done in his career,
causes
the team to say, we don't need that distraction. Let's get him the hell out of here, which he's not done. And I think that's what Florio's talking about. I don't know if that's in Kirk Cousins. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that's something he wants to do and how he wants to be portrayed.
But this, like I said, I mean, the leverage here is, I mean, if there's only three teams that are available. Now, again, after the draft, perhaps some people recalibrate. They look at their quarterback room and they feel, okay. You know, I thought the Colts might have been a nice place for Cousins. They went and got Daniel Jones, right? Other guys have gotten swooped up, backup quarterbacks. You know,
every place we thought, it's been like, boom, uh-oh. Boom. Somebody lands.
The Raiders got Geno Smith. Seattle, of course, signed Sam Darnold. I mean, the Rams got back with Matthew Stafford. Ever thinking for a minute he might leave. The Giants don't really have a guy that, you know, they're prepared to roll with. The Browns. But the Browns don't have all the money. That's the thing. The Browns aren't going to trade. That's why I've always said I can't see the Browns trading for Kirk Cousins knowing how jammed up against the cap they are. You trade, his contract becomes your contract. And that's the cap hit you're going to deal with.
What do you guys think? And are you mad about this? Because you're saying, well, we shouldn't be paying him extra money if he's not going to be here.
Well, what about this? Do the Falcons then, as you and I were talking about last week, buy a pick? That was it Albert Breer that put that out there, I think, on Twitter, that you say, look, we'll pay $12 million. We'll pay $15 million of his 20, whatever it is, 27 and a half, and you give us a third-round pick.
Sure. Sure.
I'd be fine with that.
I would, too, because ultimately the pick is way more important than the money. 404-726-0929 is the number. It's also
but that's all. But if you want to get this pick in this draft, this has to happen between now and the end of April.
Well, that's why I'm not willing to tell you that he's not going to be here when it's all said and done. 404-726-0929. It's our text line as well. If you want to chime in, here's what I'm saying. There's too much to still yet be determined between the draft, between camp starting and, God forbid, somebody having a catastrophic injury and the team calls, for me to say, yeah, week one, Kirk Cousins is going to be sitting on the sidelines. I'm not willing to tell you that yet because there's too much that's got to play out. And so when we get to a point, Mike, that we're so far along in the summer and all of a sudden now camp's about to break and guess what? The season is 3 weeks around the corner and nobody's called and he's still here. Okay, then we can start to have a real conversation about it. But, like, right now, there's just too many variables.
Yeah. One thing for certain, though, if you're planning on having a season without Kirk Cousins, who's your backup? You know, you got to go get one of those other dudes. You know, we've talked about that rogues gallery. I mean, I joked around about Jameis, but, I mean, you got to go spend anywhere from $5 to $10 million for a decent backup these days. So I'm not sure how that plays out. And then the idea that really Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins, he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be the backup. So you're telling me he's going to sit there? So the same guy who told us he's not hurt and then he was hurt is going to say, I'm here to support Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback he never wanted, never expected to be drafted.
I don't know if he'll ever say that, but you're right. And I don't think he wants to be here either. Hey. Not when you meet with the owner and say, I want to go somewhere where right. I can start. It just, that doesn't make sense. Either way, we're vested. And now we just have to chill and take this as a situation that no matter how much we want whatever it is that we think we need, you know, to happen, we got to wait and see how this shakes out.
By the way, Azeez Ojulari, we were talking about him the other day about other edge rushers. Mm-hmm. Leonard Floyd was the guy. We went with $4 million for 1 year, Chris?
Affordable.
With the Eagles. So a nice, you know, add more depth for that team, which is moving some pieces this year because they couldn't afford everybody off that Super Bowl roster. And then we mentioned it last hour for guys who missed it or ladies in their car. Kyle Pitts went on Instagram earlier today, Carl, to say that he's got a new outlook for 2025. Kyle Pitts on his Instagram, year four had its ups and downs, but we prevailed. Year five, I'm coming 10 times harder than I ever did. Hashtag WeBall.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope so.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed it at length earlier for guys who missed it, but just, okay.
Yeah, my blood pressure's already been up on this.
It's a contract year. I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think it does him anything for this to go out there because the most reaction I got from Falcon fans on social media was, well, what would you consider your effort the last 4 years here in Atlanta? And then gets back into the conversation, which a lot of folks feel. Does he have a passion for this game? Is he simply miscast? Or, you know, as we said, we can talk all about quarterback play and coordinators. When does it come back to looking at the man in the mirror and giving max effort, which now he says will be 10 times harder?
Yeah, look, a social media post is nice, and it's encouraging. And for your fans, you know, it gives them the hope that they want to believe that you're going to have another great season. You know who's not putting out a post that says I'm going to come 10 times harder? All the top playmakers in the National Football League. Go look at it. You seen one from Jamar Chase says, next year I'm coming 10 times harder. You right. seen one from Justin Jefferson? You seen one from Brock Bowers?
Did Jonnu Smith put one up?
I'm asking. You're not going to because those guys show up and they play the way that they need to play. So this is a nice social media post. But as I said, my blood pressure already got – I'm so frustrated with this whole situation with Kyle Pitts and what I think he is, what he thinks he is, and what he should be every Sunday. And we just haven't seen it play out that way. So I hope he does, Mike, because if he's here, we need him to win. Mm. We need him to be the best he can possibly be. But at the end of the day, like I told you all last season, I thought he was the key to this offense just taking off, exploding, and it didn't play out that way.